Welcome to the first ever comedy cast with Woodsy. Yes, I'm Dan Woods, and you know what? This is my feeble attempt at making fun of some things, ranting about stuff, and, well, just general comedy. Everybody's a fan of comedy because, you know what, without laughter, life would suck, especially after you've had a major heart attack. Which brings me to my first thing. I have a way to make sure that healthcare, well, we could trim the fat around healthcare a little bit, and this is a popular subject, but right now, let's start with this. Instead of doing all these expensive surgeries and everything else that everybody wants or needs, why don't we start with this? Tell me the list of side effects, the medications, and how it's going to affect my life before you do the damn surgery. Because if somebody would have told me before you fix my heart, you know what? You're not going to be able to eat meat that you like anymore. You're not going to be able to eat candy or anything good anymore, including ice cream. It's summer. Who doesn't want freaking ice cream? You're not going to be able to have sex. Wow, that's a big one. Thanks for leaving that out. Oh, and forget about caffeine. I know you need to wake up in the morning, but no caffeine for you. And while you're thinking about it, let's not do anything to raise your heart rate. Oops, too bad. That means I would have to sit around and do my job like this. Hi, I'm Dan Woods. See, that just doesn't work, now does it? Now, here's the thing. If you would have told me all of these things that I would have to give up because you're going to fix my heart, I wouldn't be able to do them anymore for the rest of my life, I probably would have told you, you know what, honey? I love you. You're beautiful. I'm going to miss you. I hope you and the kids, you know, do well in life. I give you permission to go find somebody new, but there's no way I'm giving up all that crap just so that I can sit around the house and be a cranky old man. Yeah. See, this is one way we could fix healthcare, because I'm pretty sure if you tell a lot of these people, hey, you can't smoke, drink, have sex, or eat red meat anymore for any more of your life ever again, a lot of these people would be like, you know what? I've had a good run. I'm out. Where do I sign? You are off the hook. Okay, now let's talk about medications, because if you would have told me the list of medications that I was going to be on, and I know a lot of other comedians have talked about, oh, anal leakage and stuff like that, I ain't joking, that crap's real. It really is. The list of medications that they give you is ridiculous, and the fact that for the rest of my life, I'm timed. I have timers set on my phone. I didn't even know my phone could do that. Thanks, Apple. I appreciate it. But here's the thing. If I would have known then what I know now, I don't know. I would have been like, hey, doc, what kind of time frame? Are we looking at a couple hours, couple weeks, 6 months? You know, 6 months, I can do a lot of stuff. And don't get me wrong, I love my wife and my kids. But do you know what it's like to have to sit around and not get your heart rate up when you're dealing with teenagers? No. No, because you were probably smarter than me and didn't have kids. Either that or they're old enough, they're out of the house, and you're laughing your ass off right now because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You can't have an argument with a 16-year-old and stay calm. It just doesn't work that way. Why? Because they are like tuned, finely tuned argument machines, and their entire goal in life is to piss you off. That's what they do. That's what we did when we were teenagers. I know. Goes around, it comes around. But anyway, I digress just a little bit because my heart rate is getting up there. I need to calm down just a little bit. My goal with this is to try and, well, have a little fun, poke fun at things. One of my favorite things to do on my show is to poke fun at stupid criminals. I mean, how many times do you have to get arrested for trying to pick up a prostitute? Like you didn't know it was against the law. And then on top of it, you went to the wrong side of town and you picked up a dude. Yeah. Not even one of the cool ones. Yeah. And then you got arrested again. See, these are the things I talk about. And sadly, most of the time, this stuff comes out of Florida. Wow. We've got healthcare. We've got tranny prostitutes. Makes for a good show. You guys do me a favor. Tune in for more podcasts. I promise I'm going to try and actually write some comedy, not just talk about things off the top of my head. But I hope to get this thing rolling, and you never know. Maybe one night you might catch me at a local comedy club doing an open mic night, because I've always said, if radio doesn't pan out, I can always try and be a comedian.